Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Sing it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
I had to say that right as he was about to drink his coffee.
I stopped.
It was nice. It was a great timing on your part. Bad on mine. We got good stuff coming up for you, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot. Talk a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, doing good here. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Getting ready for this big old storm tomorrow.
Yeah. It looks like some of it's going to be kicking in tonight, Brittany.
Yes, it is trying to move into, especially the western areas, overnight, and we're definitely going to be see that snow flying around, especially tomorrow morning. Looks like 6 a.m., it'll definitely start accumulating, and it continues throughout the entire morning, into the afternoon, into the evening, and even overnight before it winds down. So it's going to be an all-day event, and we are looking at a hefty chunk where the snow could be quite heavy at times. We could get around 3 to 6 inches.
Ooh, wow.
Oh,
ooh. All right, winter is here.
Snowblower type right there.
Yeah. And maybe some of that sticks around, too, with the temperatures to follow and everything. Some of that might stick around to next week around this time, let's say, possibly.
I'm hoping. We are getting below freezing the entire weekend, so that is good news. But as we go into the middle of next week, those temperatures want to get so warm, above freezing, where it might start to take some of that away. But if we get enough, it can't go anywhere, right?
There you go. Right.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Bring it.
Between the three of us, please do not tell Terry this. If we just got snow on like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, I'd be fine with that. Like that's honestly the days that I look for it the most.
That's
otherwise,
right.
I'm like, it's snow. I've seen it. I'm 47.
I've seen it quite a bit.
Oh, you're so funny. See, I'm with Terry. Might as well paint the landscape pretty. Give me a white winter.
In that regard, you know, if we're going to have it, then I want it. I want it all, and I want enough of it. Not too much, but that right amount to where you look outside and you're like, okay, well, that looks nice.
That looks nice.
That's really beautiful, yeah.
But as long as it's not on the ground, I'm walking or driving or, you know, whatever,
slush.
Right?
As long as it doesn't turn into slush. You can be here snow, but you cannot be slush. That is two different things. Brittany, we appreciate you putting up with me and hanging out with us. Have a great morning.
Oh, I love it. You too, guys. Thanks.
Best in the business, our friend Brittany Merlot joining us every morning. Seth and I are going to be hanging out with you for a bit this hour, next couple hours. Yeah. Good things lined up for you. The gift givers out there and the gift receivers out there, we've got a couple of them for you.
Okay.
One, when people say they don't want a gift, how many of them actually mean it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And the perfect gift for, oh, you know what? Just surprise me. The perfect gift for that person. That's coming up.
All right. You will be surprised.
That is all on the way for you. We're going to talk a little bit about do-gooders and good-looking. We got that coming up. Some entertainment news. Some new films added to the film registry.
Ooh.
And unlike some people talking about this stuff, Seth and I actually know what we're talking about a little bit on that subject. So we'll get into that one a little bit. Got some great programming notes for you we'll touch on as well. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we also got 2024's Best Cities for Christmas.
Oh, okay. Yep. Got to do that every year. Got to do it every year.
Yeah, yep. That'll be coming up for you. And it's a Wednesday. That means we're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your wicked awesome word of Wednesday.
That's right. Woo!
It's going to be wicked awesome around here today. We're looking forward to Phil Hartley joining us on the airwaves today. We ran into Phil yesterday.
We saw Phil yesterday. Yes, we did.
It was great to see him at auditions. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to everybody that went out there and auditioned. And I'm saying congratulations, but you don't know if you got a part maybe or something. You still did something.
Yeah.
You still did something. You did something that a good percentage of the population cannot do.
Mm-hmm. And that was a large group of people last night. I have to say, it was nice to see all those folks there.
So it was good to see him, and good on all of you for doing that. But Seth and I actually kick off our show talking a little bit of gift wrapping.
Okay.
And how do you feel you are at gift wrapping, Seth?
Fair to bad.
Okay. All right. That's
very honest assessment.
Honest answer.
Yeah.
Yes. And we want to hear from you out there, 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. How do you feel you are as a gift wrapper? I am horrible. horrible. It's almost to the point where, because it seems like the more I try, the more complicated it gets and the worse it gets. My dad was the guy that thought it would be really funny, you know, as a kid to get me a you know, one of those eight boxes you open, open, and it's a matchbox car.
Yeah,
you
right,
know,
yeah.
That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But other than, I've never been that person. I am that on accident. As I try to wrap these gifts and just use a half, like, I shouldn't have used that much duct tape. Wait a minute, did I even need duct tape? Like, yeah, I'm bad at it. But most of the time, I risk hurting the gift, like, in some way, which is why I only buy people, like, stone figures or brass things.
Really, you know, tough stuff,
only,
right?
Yeah. Only things I will purchase for other people are things that I know I can destroy. Yes. I'm just bad at it. And it's not from a lack of trying or...
Oh,
or
no.
My mother trying to teach me or anything like that. And I don't even get it from my dad because I noticed my dad, he's good at it.
Yeah.
He's fine
my at dad it. My dad is fabulous. He's one of those really good gift wrappers.
Especially dads like our age and everything.
Yeah.
Around that age, yep. And such, man, they're good at it. They seem to be.
I don't know why.
I don't know what happened to our generation, but we dropped the ball, man. We dropped it. It looks like we're not alone, though, Seth. Because a lot of people could use some help wrapping gifts, but nobody more than apparently us men in the Midwest. A poll asked people, how good or bad are you at gift wrapping gifts? About two-thirds of Americans said that they are good or very good at it, and 1 in 5 people said that they are somewhat bad, and 1 in 10 said that they are very bad.
Mm.
The people most likely to admit that they are terrible at wrapping presents are men, especially older men living in the Midwest.
Okay.
Huh. I don't know if we fit the older category or
not. I don't know if we're in the older yet. They could refence it a little bit and put
As I learn, as I continue to go out for roles in their 20s, I'm like, oh yeah, I can't do that anymore. I think that there's another note to this, though.
Okay.
If you did a survey, and who is probably the hardest on themselves or the most honest about themselves or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
I would put whatever amount of money you want on that it'd be Midwest men.
Mm.
We are the type that don't ask for help usually enough.
Guilty.
We'll just rub some dirt on it.
Yeah.
Sir, your leg is falling off.
Get back out there.
I'll make it to the. I might go into the ER.
I go to urgent care.
I might go in. And he ain't going to go in. He's not.
No.
So if we're asked in a survey if we're good at something like this, that doesn't necessarily pull on our pride or anything like that, I think that's the case. I also think that there's a portion of men, and I'm saying this because I know a couple of them,
mm-hmm.
that if they say they're bad at this, somebody else will do it.
Yeah, that's true.
There's that part of it. I just can't. I tried.
Okay, can I take care of that for you? Oh, you know, I don't want to trouble you. But, you know.
Do they need to, like, make this, like, color by numbers and just make this as simple as humanly possible?
They need a diagram in the inside of the paper. You know, they just, you know, do this and then that and you're good. Yeah.
Does this come down to the old stereotype of men not following instructions? Does it have that to do with it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I learned my lesson a long time ago with that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I do follow the instructions. I tried to use a big word and I couldn't do it. Anyway, I followed real close.
my dad actually was pretty good at it.
Oh, okay.
But the problem was he would get to going it and he'd feel like he had a better way. Like,
oh no!
Like if there was 5 steps, we're at like step 2, going into step 3, and he's eyeballing it. Like they're trying to like shade him or something, or trick him or something. Like, I don't know.
Well, that doesn't look right. Look right.
I don't think this is working. You know what? Try this. And we'd usually go back and fix it or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of mostly like Lego sets and things like that.
Legos are easy to rebuild. You know, that's the nice thing about Legos, right?
You know what I found out last night? So I'm working with my mom to order some gifts for my nephews,
mm-hmm.
and they're all into Legos and stuff.
Ooh.
But there are like counterfeit Legos out there now. I'm just learning this. Like, I just figured I look up Lego and I'm good. Mm-hmm. There's like 20 different types of Legos out there now, and half of them are like not accessible with Legos.
Yeah, right.
Like,
they won't work together. Right.
What the what? Like, when did that happen? How did Lego not have a copyright on this stuff?
Well, it must be a very specific thing. If they can't work together, it's got to be something there. Yeah.
That's that goes back to if you were like, because there were there was an off-brand Legos, like everything in the 80s.
Of course, yes.
There were Transformers and there were GoBots. Yes. There were big differences, man. There were big differences with some of those.
Wait a minute. We're throwing shade on GoBots? No,
as a kid who had lots of GoBots and not a lot of Transformers.
Actually, they were pretty cool. I like GoBots, too.
They were okay.
They were okay.
They were a rock that turned into a boulder. They weren't that. It was much different than a robot that turned into a semi, well, or a semi-truck truck or something.
Or a jet, right?
Yeah. There's like 20 different moves to them and everything. With the GoBots, it's like two moves. Yep. It's like boom, boom. Done. I hope you enjoyed it, kid.
It was your the Pepsi to the Coke there is what it was. Yeah.
How are you at gift wrapping? Let us know. 715-424-2600. Looking forward to you calling up, joining the conversation. We encourage you, of course, to do that through the Civic Media app. And keep that app handy because we got our statewide, up and down the state, grown up gift list, text to win contest going on.
Yeah.
You got a couple of more opportunities to be listening and winning. Jane and Greg on Matt and Air on Air will have it at 11 a.m. for
you.
Yes,
they will. Yeah.
We'll have it at 1 and 4 o'clock for you as well. You listen for that keyword and you text it in on the hour and go ahead and look forward to winning maybe some cash or a getaway at Chula Vista Resorts.
Woo! Awesome. Good stuff.
And 8 grand prize winners.
Not one, not two, but 8.
Are going to win gifts, not for the kids. Not for them. Not for your significant other.
Nuh-uh.
And this is for you. This is for you. You get this. This is about you. And if you want to give it to somebody, you can.
Yeah, you
will be able to choose from a robot vacuum, humidifier, espresso machine, snow blower, luggage set. All my dad heard was snow blower.
I was going to say, you know, there's certain things when you're an adult that you hear and you're like very excited about all of a sudden. It's like a humidifier. Oh, yeah, I need one of those. You know, exactly. That kind of thing. Yeah.
It was like not even 2 years ago, we got a new snowblower. So I'm like, what are you going to do? He's like, I don't know. It'd be cool. I was like, this is the one that you're going to use on the weekends?
This is my weekend snowblower. This is my weekday, early morning one.
There's certain things, because I honestly haven't spent a ton of time around retired people other than my grandparents. There's certain things about retirement that they don't tell you, and I didn't see coming. he keeps himself pretty busy, but every once in a while he gets a little bored.
Yeah.
And that is when the Dr. Frankenstein, comes out and he just starts creating things around the house with the leftover wood he's gotten and everything.
Oh man.
So all he needs is another, that'd just be great. Yeah, another snowblower. Mm-hmm. Oh, he can't win. But you can out there be listening through the Civic Media app. Thank you so much to everybody who has already downloaded that app.
Mm-hmm.
Seth and I will take a quick time out. We'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We hope you're having a good time out there, and we look forward to getting into some celebrating here with our good friends over at El Cafe. Go treat yourself. Mm-hmm. Get on over to El Cafe right now. Do it while you're listening to us.
That's right.
221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Their doors are wide open, just waiting for you. Check out one of the most unique menus you're ever going to find, some of the greatest people you are going to meet. Enjoy the wonderful times over at El Cafe.
Yes, indeed.
Great people over there. Got a great couple of specials lined up for you today, too.
What do they got?
Taco Tot Skillet.
Oh my gosh, that sounds good.
That sounds good. Or maybe you're going over there for lunch. You want a hot beef sandwich?
Always good.
That
always
comes with that.
You know, I haven't had a hot beef sandwich in so long. That sounds really good, man.
You can't go wrong with whatever you get over at El Cafe. Go visit them. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, like our good friends over at El Cafe.
Yes, indeed.
We want your birthdays and anniversaries.
We do.
Get them to us, everybody. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. Go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call up.
Right now, 424-2600, the all-powerful number, everyone.
Yes.
Say if we're doing the Elf Call Center or if we're doing anything during the morning show, this is the number, 424-2600.
Keep it handy. Yes. Keep it handy, everybody. We want to hear from you. Yep. Thanks a lot for everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries.
Indeed.
Seth, I need a one or a two from you.
One or two. One.
All right. It makes it easy. There we go. We get to right away wish a happy birthday to Krista Rucker.
Happy birday, Krista.
Enjoy the day, Krista. We hope it's a good one for you.
Indeed.
And we are wishing our qualifiers a happy 42nd anniversary, Don and Becky Krenz.
Don and Becky, congratulations. Woo. 42 years. Fabulous.
Hits my romantic heart.
Love it.
That is beautiful. Happy 42nd, you too. And I think that we need more of this in our society. Brag. You've been together 42 years.
You know, it's not a bad thing, you know?
I couldn't make it. Okay, it was literally, but
I mean, yeah, right, yeah.
42 years, man, that's beautiful. I think bragging might not be the right word, but being proud, and I think it should be brought up more. I may not have been in a 42 year relationship, but I do know that sometimes you get, okay, happy 38th anniversary or what have you. No, everyone counts. Make everyone count.
Yes,
enjoy it, you two.
I agree. And I'm not going to go on a whole in this day and age kind of thing, but when it's a lot easier to dissolve marriages, but being able to stick together for a longer time, that's great. I think that's a positive thing.
Yeah, that's a really impressive. Mm-hmm. We're fortunate enough to be doing this in 5-10 years or whatever. I don't know how many of those you get.
And it's hard to say. It really is.
Appreciating these. Don, Becky, congratulations. Happy 42nd. You are qualifiers today. If you're not going to brag about your 42nd anniversary, brag about being qualifiers.
There you go.
Go ahead.
You can do both.
Taking a look at our celebrity list, one of the most unique lish.
List. What was that? Celebrity lish.
I can't skate past that. What was that? I don't know what that word was. Billie Eilish, because I was about to say Eilish.
That's it. Yep, you got it.
23rd birthday for Billie Eilish. She's 23.
She's 23 years old. Man. My goodness. What a talent. My gosh.
Not only Birds of a Feather, Ocean Eyes, Bury a Friend, See Me in a Crown. That's the one. That song, I heard that song, and I was like, okay, all right. This is different. Like, not only does this young lady sing and write differently, but her brother, who is her producer and does the background.
It helps with songwriting, too, I believe.
He is nothing to no slouch, either.
He's an amazing creative as well. You're so right. And it's interesting. I mean, she gives him a lot of credit, but he's not like... I want to be, Billy and I forget his name, but I don't even know his name. Yeah.
Right. And it's to his, it seems like to his art, he wants it that way.
He wants to be more behind the scenes.
Yep. And everything. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I could see doing that as a brother. I could see doing that. But they're a great tandem. They're a great tandem.
They are very good collaborators, yes.
A note, you don't go after artists if they're not popular in multiple different groups and these things, especially for a soundtrack. Like a soundtrack as big as Barbie, and she did the Barbie anthem, What Was I Made For? And so that was certainly noteworthy. But she was brought in for the James Bond theme for No Time to Die. And when you get brought in for a Bond theme,
man.
You're on a different level. You're on a different level, man. And just a unique voice.
Right.
I heard her singing, and I enjoyed it. I liked it and everything, and that's cool. And I see she's going to be on SNL. And to me, that's a big one because most of the artists that will tell you, 30 Rock was not built for music. It's not really a great acoustic stage. There's not a lot of room up there. They're not even designed necessarily for some of the technical stuff that they do around there and everything. So how an artist sounds on that stage really stands out to me. She sounded almost better on stage.
It's really remarkable.
Like, really unique voice. Really unique singer.
And she said, she has Tourette's syndrome, which as a performer, That can cause a lot of issues. So she is her dealing with that and being very open and honest about it. That's really cool too.
Christina Aguilera is 44 today.
Wow,
singer, songwriter.
Speaking of pop singers,
all I can think is that either she just doesn't want to or doesn't have the creative pull or whatever. But that's an artist where she hasn't released new music in a while.
It's been a while, and I think she's semi-retired. I think, maybe she's just like you said. Maybe she's just not interested in doing it.
44
right now.
And you're semi-retired. More power
Take
to you. Whatever you are doing, more power to you. Katie Holmes is 46. Joey Porter on Dawson's Creek. She was incredible. incredible, I think, in The Dark Knight. I thought she was very good in that. Mm-hmm. And an actor that I don't feel like, for whatever reasons, you know, here or there or anything, just has gotten the opportunities that I thought she deserved. I thought she really could have been like a Jennifer Aniston or somebody mm-hmm. like that, who has a really strong career. Just didn't really pan out that way. Although, at the same time, she's 46.
Yeah, right.
She still could have plenty of opportunities.
Oh, absolutely. She really could. I would say a movie that came out not long after she was done with Dawson's Creek, The Gift.
Yeah.
And she plays a completely opposite character in there. And it has a fabulous performance by Cate Blanchett, who is amazing in that movie. It's really good.
I wish I could do the sound of breaking glass right now so that I could introduce Stone Cold Steve Austin's 60th birthday.
Wow. He's 60 years old?
What?
Whoa.
What? Man. 60 years old for one of the guys that changed a professional wrestling.
He did.
There's no getting around that.
He brought back what at the time was dead at that point. Some other wrestling, you know, groups had come up and kind of stolen their thunder. He is the one that brought him back to now what is WWE now. Yeah.
I'm going to get a lot of people mad at me for this one, and I'm going to state my receipts. I've been watching wrestling. I was watching wrestling when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. I saw Coco Beware. I saw Hogan. I saw Junkyard Dog. I saw all of them.
Roddy Piper.
All around greatest at it, on the mic, in the ring, all of those things, as far as a game changer, everything, Stone Cold's the greatest.
That's good.
He's 100 times greater than Hulk Hogan to me. in part because of what he did. Now, Hogan did a similar thing where wrestling didn't have that niche. He really got it over, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, wrestling's dying. Mm-hmm. And it's hard, having a hard time catching on with the younger generation and hanging on to the people that, like me and that were into it as
exactly.
kids. Now, I haven't watched a wrestling match since I was at least 10 years.
Right.
But I kept on to it for a long time, a lot longer than I was going to, because a lot of people age out of it and everything. Mm-hmm. I stuck around because of this guy.
Yeah.
There was a lot of great guys on the microphone and in the ring, and like The Rock and Triple H and that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nobody who was so darn good at it and seemed so natural at it, and we never saw a character like this.
No, not at all.
You saw wannabe bad boy characters. You saw wannabe tough guy characters. You didn't see a guy that you actually believed was that.
It was, you know, maybe, I don't know what it was with him, but it seemed more authentic. Because, yeah, there were, I mean, we all know, you know, the characters, they're exaggerations. Yeah, yeah. We know they're supposed to be like that, right?
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, he seemed much more authentic for it. So,
and he did.
I don't know why, but.
And he looked all the talent. The Stone Cold 316, all the different things he did, all the tough guy stuff. And he did it all in tights. In tight shorts. Like, I mean, that's impressive.
The best stuff, man. Love it.
You can look tough with that. Like, that's pretty good. Brad Pitt is 61 today.
Oh, wow. 61 years old. My goodness.
Underrated actor.
Shocking, you'd think to say, but I think you may be right, man.
I think so.
I think you're right.
I really stand on that one.
Yep.
I'm not talking about him off the field, and I'm not talking about his looks or anything
like that.
Who cares
about that?
You watch Legends of the Fall. You watch Seven, you watch 12 Monkeys, you watch any of these movies of his, and you see a true actor, a true thespian. I'm not putting Brad Pitt in the top 100 or anything, but you don't have to be in the top 100.
No.
You don't have to be. If you're better than average, if you're pretty darn good at this, and you have a lot of heart and dedication to it, watch a movie like Bullet Train. It's just a silly action movie.
Yep.
But you see him do some leaps and jumping through hoops to pull off this character and things. He does some interesting stuff with that. And every role he takes, he looks to put a different spin on and make it different than the last.
Yep.
And a lot of the times I've seen him in movies and I'm like, I can't picture anybody else in that role.
That's 12, a good point.
12 Monkeys especially. His performance in that is eerie and uncomfortable in some ways. Terry Gilliam brings that out.
That's a remarkable film of Bruce Willis. I mean, it's just, wow.
Yeah, he's good. He's better than average. I think that you can make the argument, Seth, the greatest director of our generation is 78 today, Steven Spielberg.
Oh, well, there's not much that has been already said about him. I mean, he changed a lot of ways movies were made, marketed. I mean, the Jaws was the beginning of it all, you know, for good, for bad. I mean, doesn't necessarily all have to be good, but he certainly had a huge influence, huge influence.
His student film we got to see in one of our classes at Lincoln. And I believe it was Mr. Slaby, I think, one of our teachers played it for us and everything. And I'm watching it. I'm as somebody who wants to do these kind of things and everything, I'm watching it. I'm thinking, my God, at this point, he's already doing amazing work. He made the decision. He had the eyeball to see, to put the camera right here, to have this angle that goes down off the hill. He's doing all this, and the car's going by, and I see, oh, he's got the camera of him in the shot. You can see it's just plain as day. And
right
everything.
There.
It was such a great early note to see. Mm-hmm. Oh, even Steven Spielberg had to grow through some growing pains and everything.
Learn all the tricks.
I also appreciate him not only as a director, but how important he felt as a Jewish person to do Schindler's List when he did not have to.
No, he did not have to do that film.
Actors, I would say a good 5 out of 10 roles an actor is doing because they need to do it. This is how you survive in the industry.
Right.
You
it's a job,
working.
Right?
Yep, you're only as good as your last work. Mm-hmm. And you need to always be thinking about your next job. There is no 401k for actors. Mm-hmm. If you're a director, more times than not, you're picking roles. You're picking mm-hmm. movies. You're picking scripts and everything. And if you're Steven Spielberg, you don't have to work. You don't have to. Your legacy was set before Schindler's List.
A long time ago.
Color Purple, he does. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to do it. Did it. Mm-hmm. He is the Stephen King of directors in many ways, where I'm going to show you I can do this just because as a creative, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. I'm not just going to stay in a box. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you E.T., but I'm also mm-hmm. going to give you The Color Purple. I'm also going to give you the Schindler's List.
Right.
And I'm going to show you that I can do it as a producer, I can do it as a writer, a director. Mm-hmm. I love Martin Scorsese. I love some of the great directors of old. I don't know that you're going to find a better all-around director of all time than Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm. And it's remarkable seeing as how he's not a writer. I mean, I know how you go through scripts when you're filming that you change them, of course. So I guess you can consider him a writer there. But most of the times when we talk about the best of all time, they're writer-directors kind of thing. He's not a writer, but he is. I mean, it's his body of work speaks for itself.
Keith Richards is 81 today.
Somehow the man keeps going. Oh, man.
Again, we're fortunate to be doing this in 10, 20 years. I have no doubt. Keith Richards is 100 today. I have no doubt in the world. I wouldn't bet anything on that.
One of the most remarkable guitarists, musicians of our generation, of earlier generations. I mean, you cannot deny his importance to rock and roll music.
I hear people talking about this with actors like De Niro and Walken and stuff, and how younger generations only know them basically as caricatures of mm-hmm. themselves.
Right.
And I feel like this with Keith Richards in some ways, where for even our generation, the oldest joke of, Keith Richards is still alive and that and everything. And I make it, we all make
it. We do.
And we skate past the fact that this is one of the better guitar players of his generation.
Yes. Possibly of all time. Yeah, I mean, we have to. Yeah. No, he has to be in the conversation. Absolutely. And it's not so much of his soloing or anything like that. It's some of the riffs that he came up with. Some of the all-time great guitar riffs, man. You got to give him credit.
Yeah. One of the important songwriters of that band, mm-hmm. too. And then some people no longer with us. Ray Liotta, who just passed away a couple years ago. Goodfellas, Field of Dreams, Shades of Blue. Just a lot of great work, Ray Liotta.
Yes. Intense guy. But, man, was he a good actor.
Legendary actor and human being. Was a better human being than he was an actor, and that is saying something. Ossie Davis was born on this day in 1917. Ossie, a legendary.
All-time greats.
You pull up his picture, you're going to know him.
Oh,
you know him right away.
He was in lots of movies.
A lot of great ones. He was also, he gave the eulogy at the funerals of both Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. and Malcolm X.
Yes, he did.
He's the voice of the American Negro League College Fund, and so many other great things.
He had a fabulous voice. The man was not only a fabulous actor, one of the best of his generation, but he was also an activist, like you just mentioned, delivered. And that voice.
Oh, that voice.
One of the great voices, too. Oh, love it.
You get a chance to watch any Ossie Davis clips or anything like that, go for it today.
Or even just watch Grumpy Old Man. He was great in that, too.
Yes, he was so good in Grumpy Old Man. There's a couple actors that steal scenes in that one. He's one of them. He was so good at that. And one of the greatest baseball players of all time, Ty Cobb, born on this day in 1886.
Wow. What is it with the 18th day of December? What are the names we had today?
Big names.
Holy mackerel.
Big day for birthdays.
Yeah.
Ty Cobb hopefully is getting his story rewritten now.
Mm-hmm. He has. It has started to really change. Yeah.
You had a time and age in baseball is big and people are trying to, find stories. And you got a guy covering this team and you got this amazing player in Ty Cobb, but he's kind of boring. He's not that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you get this untalented writer that decides to make up all these stories about Ty Cobb. And then here we are, you know, decades yep. later, and there are still people out there that think that this guy was one of the mean people in baseball.
Like one of the like all-time bad guys. Yeah, right.
Ty Cobb was one of the early people that was working to break the color barrier, didn't understand it, didn't make any sense to him. Ty Cobb did not
look at his
sharpen
quotes.
His spikes. He did not do any of these things. And I really feel like if you're a fan of baseball, it's on mm-hmm. us to tell his story the right way.
Yeah.
If you don't believe me, there's a great biography on him out there. Encourage you to look up and read. I thought it was a wonderful read. It's one of the last books I read. And I thought it was incredibly good reporting and mm-hmm. very well done about the actual Ty Cobb.
Right.
And not this idea of who Ty Cobb was and everything.
Right. Well, just even if you look at what some of his quotes were, it totally refutes a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
When he talked about, race relations and stuff like that, he totally.
Ty Cobb was not a perfect guy. I don't want to play it like that or anything.
No.
But he was nowhere near the
monster.
That he was
portrayed as. Yeah,
And he was a dang good baseball player.
He's one of the greatest of all time. You have to put him up there. Yeah. Like, you have to.
Again, just like with Keith Richards and stuff, where these things kind of get lost in the shuffle. Oh, yep. By the way, he was also one of the greats.
Remember, during the first Hall of Fame class, the first one that they elected, Ty Cobb got the most votes over Babe Ruth, over all Walter Johnson, all the other greats, because these were guys who saw a lot of the people who saw him play, and they knew how good he was. He was the guy.
And we encourage you to head on over to El Cafe, everybody, and celebrate and enjoy the day with them.
Yes.
Buy local, support those that support this community. We'll be mm-hmm. back after a news break. It's Seth and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. Ding, dong, ding. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great start to your day out there, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us. Seth and James here with you, being played in by a little bit of Burl Ives. Remember, we are still having the phone lines open. What is your quintessential Christmas voice?
Yes, this could be one of them. Burl Ives. Yeah,
it's right up there.
Yep.
And right up there right now is our great friends over at Quality Post Printing. They join us every Wednesday in this block with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil, how are you?
Hey, doing great. About yourselves?
Doing all right, doing all right.
Doing good here, Phil. Real quickly.
My dad had a Burl Ives Christmas record that he wore out every Christmas. And those great memories there, and his voice, of course, is amazing and kind and gentle. It's just mm-hmm. a great Christmas. So.
Absolutely.
Phil, do you have a quintessential Christmas voice? Is that it?
I think if I have to think through it, Burl Ives is definitely one of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He had his Burl Ives Christmas. I know I can almost recite every track.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't just songs. It was stories, you know, and he had the great voice of Rudolph, you know.
I think that's what it is for me with Burl Ives. The reason he's not in my top three is because he's in my top two with voice like Christmas voiceover actor.
Oh, right.
He is
Sam the Snowman. Yeah,
He's not just Sam the Snowman. Every snowman. Like he is the voice.
That's
of
what
every
you hear
snowman.
Every time you see yes, snowman. Okay, yes, Burl Ives. Okay,
great voice actor. Great voice actor. Phil, real quick side note. Real want to say it was great to see you last night at auditions. Always good to run into you, man. And congratulations to you for going out there and giving it a shot. I've always liked working with you on stage, and always good to see you down there.
Oh, you too, James and Seth, both of you. It was fun. It was a nice crowd there, and then it's gonna be a fun play.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be a good one. She's gonna have a good turnout or a good cast for that.
I think so.
Phil, we of course appreciate you guys joining us from Quality Post Printing. We want to find out what you're doing over there. What are some of the projects you're up to?
Well, we're getting a lot of walk-in traffic this time of year because we get a lot of people wanting to send copies of Christmas letters or pictures or cards that we can design here for them. And so, of course, that time's winding down, but they've definitely been keeping us busy with a lot of small but amazing and cool projects for people that they've put together and how creative some of our friends are. But also still doing, obviously, the commercial printing for companies like Domtar and Mobile Vet, working on some things for them today. And our friends over at the River Kings, we print their programs for their games. And also, just a week ago, really, they take a little while to put their big year program together that they hand out, a sports book type of thing, because they take a while to get all their players in. So we just get that printed just about a week ago, and they're probably handing those out now too. So they're a great partner, and we're very blessed to have them in the community.
Yeah, I really appreciate working with them and everything that we get to do alongside them and helping the boys of Winter build hockey up and down the river.
Yeah.
Phil,
yeah.
What is our wicked awesome word of Wednesday?
Okay, this one I'm going to hope I pronounce it right, because I've never heard of it before.
Ooh.
But Yule Shard. Yule Shard.
Whoa, Phil, I don't think you can say that, man. I don't know.
I came close. Close at night. I wasn't sure. Y-E-S-H-A-R-D.
Okay, well, what was that one more time, Phil?
Y-U-L-E-S-H-A-R-D.
Yule Shard.
Yule Shard, that's okay. What I think it should be.
That's actually a really cool word.
It is.
What does that mean, Phil?
So my daughter dug this one up, if you can believe that, and told me about it. So it means a person that leaves all their festive preparations to Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, when I lived on my own, I was definitely a Yule Shire. I was definitely that. And not because I don't like the season or anything like that. It was a matter of just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, Christmas. Oh, no. Oh,
that's right. You know, I focus on other people and other things, but my own apartment, I
forget about it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. There's like some tinsel up. Yeah, I got a picture of a tree. I don't even have a tree. It's just like a cutout, a picture. Yeah. It's really bad.
I love that.
It's bad. It was bad.
I have to take stock of what's open today.
You remember, I think they still have it now, but it's just modernized and everything, and there's like a billion different versions of it. But back in the day for us, where you had the cassette tape or you had the cable or the DVD you'd put on of the Yule log on your TV, that was built for me. That was built for people like me and for me specifically. Like that's the whole reason I helped that whole industry survive.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking of a bit now with James with one of those sweaters that's sitting by the fake fire, you know, thing. Like, hello, you know,
how you doing?
Welcome to Christmas Eve. Yes. And you can totally tell it's like not even ready.
We're doing that special. We're doing that, and we'll have a sponsor. We'll get Quality Plus some sponsor.
There you go.
We'll talk all over them.
Nice,
Phil. Can't thank you enough for joining us and hanging out with us every Wednesday. We look forward to it, man. I certainly appreciate also Quality Plus sponsoring Playmakers. Join us later today from 5 to 6 for Playmakers. We're gonna have some fun talking sports with Michael. He'll be with us a little bit later today, covering some local stuff and everything. And speaking of local sports, always appreciate what you put into with our local sports around here as well, Phil.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, no. Proud tennis coach for Assumption High School, 8 years running.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And a darn good one.
He also does a little announcing too. He doesn't mention that.
Yes.
But some,
I was kind of teeing him up a little bit, but we appreciate the announcing you do.
Phil. Yeah.
For football and basketball, once in a while they haul me in. They get desperate, so it's a lot. I enjoy that.
We appreciate the work, Phil, and and more than anything, what you and your family put into the community. That's why we feel so proud when we say buy local, support local, support our friends over at Quality Plus Printing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen local too, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right, well done.
We like that as well.
I like that. Appreciate you, Phil. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Take care,
Phil.
Join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing at 3515 8th Street South right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. That Facebook page is fantastic. They do a great job.
They do.
Be sure to look them up, follow along, and buy local, support local, everybody. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. Little Diana Carroll call us in.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Man, she could swing in her sleep.
Yeah,
so good.
Such a wonderful voice.
Yep.
We got great things coming up for you to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to get into some entertainment news. The National Film Registry has entered 25 new movies. We're going to talk about those.
Ooh, love it. Love it.
Got that coming up. Tom Cruise got an honor from our military.
Oh, that makes sense, actually. Think about that real quick, yeah.
We've got some local stuff we're going to touch on as well in the 9 o'clock hour. We also have 2024's Best Cities for Christmas. And a couple of other fun topics for you lined up. But right now, when people say they don't want anything.
Don't worry about it. No, I don't want anything.
Oh, no, please. You don't have to go through the trouble. How many of them actually mean it?
Ooh, that's a good question. Very good question.
Mom, when's your first thought? What's your first thought when someone says that they don't want a gift? Relief, annoyance, future awkwardness, trying to get that creative mind going. What is your first reaction?
Yeah, right.
Keep in mind, we want to hear from you out there. 715-424-2600. Call us up or join us on the Civic Media app. We appreciate you downloading the app. People were asked what it means when someone says they don't want a gift, and 44% say that the person truly doesn't want a gift.
Okay.
But won't be upset if you give them one anyway. So really, what are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Just do it then.
Just do it.
Just do it. It. Don't even ask him. Just give it to him.
I don't often believe this, but every once in a while, I think that the phrase exists for a reason. Do it and ask for forgiveness later.
Exactly.
You know,
don't ask permission. Ask forgiveness. Yep.
Another 19% say that they may secretly want a gift, but don't want to upset you if you don't give them one.
Oh, jeez.
And now for the drama. 9% say the person doesn't want a gift and will be upset if you don't get them something.
Okay, that's a small percentage, only 9, okay.
And 8% say the person secretly does want a gift and will be upset if you don't get them one.
It all depends on how well you know the person.
Yeah.
Okay. So now there's some strategies I think we can get into here with this sort of thing. Okay. So you can, if say you don't know the person that well, but you would like to do something. Okay. Easy, simple gift, you know, just something general you can do. Gift cards are great, right? You know, maybe you know they like a particular restaurant or something like that. Just give them a small gift card for that. Just to say, you know, I know you this much, right? And Ben, here, take this, you know. It's a sign of appreciation or whatever, you know. I think that's a very good strategy to follow. Now, if you're talking about family members, though, then you're in like that's kind of a whole weird area there. Because like you were, you know, joking somewhat about your mom.
Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah. It's one of those things where maybe they just don't want to tell you.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what they want for Christmas. Well, that might be part of it, you know?
Now, that part, I want to get really clear, because I am guilty of some of this, but it is generally because I have no idea.
It's hard,
man. I really don't want a penguin. not a stuffed penguin.
A real live penguin.
Because I've got all the stuffed penguins you could ever find.
Yeah, he's got tons of them, right?
I've got everything.
We got one right here, you know, in the studio.
Exactly. I don't need any more penguin stuff. But other than that, like, I genuinely, I don't know. I don't know what I'm a grown man. I get
socks. Maybe socks. I don't know.
Kids are all, grown. They're
right,
adults.
Yeah.
So as far as, you know, what do I want? Well, I'll get it. Like, if I want something, I pretty much find it and I get it and everything, you know, otherwise, for the most part. So as far as, like, I don't know how to answer that question. So what I've learned to do is, whatever you do is cool. You know, whatever you're thinking is cool for me, you probably actually know more than I do of what I want.
That's
because
probably
I got no clue. But I've actually done a little bit of thinking on this one and thought, because I am on the other end of this. I'm a hypocrite, Seth. Because I love to give.
Right.
I love to give people things. I'm really bad at keeping a secret about
it,
but I really love doing things for others. So I learned one of the things about gift giving is it's not always about you.
It's not really about you. It's true.
When I tell people, or when my mother or people like us tell people, I don't want anything or whatever, we're depriving them of that feeling that I get when
That's
I
it.
Give people stuff. So a part of the season and part of gift giving is give them something.
Yeah.
You know what? I do want a tie. Or I do want a joke book. I don't know. Like, give them something. Because if you're not, you're depriving them of that great feeling that you get when you give people things.
Exactly.
So it's honestly about you, but it's also not just about you this season. People like to give things to people, and when you give them nothing, you're making them stand in the aisle for 20 minutes like,
Okay. So I think, first of all, you need to be honest and just say, instead of saying, don't get me anything, just say, like, I don't know. Kind of thing, you know, whatever.
Yes.
And I'm going back to food here, okay?
Ah.
You know what? Food is so good, all right? Candy, something they can consume is good. I mean, be good about it. You're not going to give the vegetarian, you know, the Hillshire Farm, you know, sausage set, right? You're not going to do that, okay? You know, and keep the fruitcake at a minimum. You got to make sure.
Minimum.
But other than that, I'm telling you, food is a good way to do it, because Everyone needs to eat, right? If you know enough about them, just say, you know, oh, here's, you know, Noodles and Company. You know, yes. Go eat there, yes. You know, because if you like that, whatever, you know, makes sense.
You are in luck. There is only actually one fruitcake out there. There is only one, and I believe it is somewhere over out west right now.
It's out west. It's traveling around.
But we just have one that we keep giving over and over again. I want to say it's like 60-some years old.
I was going to say 300 years old, but, you know.
There is really, I don't know if everybody knows this, and I shouldn't say it like it's common knowledge. Yeah, there is only one fruitcake out there, actually. There is a...
It's the one.
Yeah. That people think that there's multiple ones, and, oh, my grandma made one back in the... No, she didn't. No. There's one fruitcake we keep handing around over and over again around. Yep.
That's what it is.
It is somewhere in Burbank right now.
I believe that's where it is right now. Some out-of-work actor is actually contemplating eating it.
Yeah.
They won't, but they're contemplating it.
I was that actor once. I was. And something that you touched on real quick, Seth, when it comes to this, it's the two steps of this, mm-hmm. of owning it and saying, hey, I don't know what I want. But being a good gift giver is all about listening.
Oh, 100%.
Just
man.
Listening to the person, just, you know, thinking about some of the things.
They will drop hints without even knowing it. They will do it. Yep.
Most of the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you're doing that, you're going to be all right, and you're going to figure something out. And you always have the gift card or something like that.
There's always backups.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I think that there's something to be said for the effort of it. Mm-hmm. I will say that if you are in a 5-6 year marriage and you give your significant other a gift card, that might be a little different.
Then no. Here's a hint to everybody. I'm going to give you this for free because I would say I'm a pretty good gift giver, especially when it comes to my wife, experiences. That's what you want to do.
Yes.
A show. Go take them to a show, take them to something like that. Give them a massage, you know, a gift certificate for that's okay. Not for, you know, Hardee's, but for a massage. Then that's good. That's good.
Oh, you're good, man. Yeah, you're good.
An experience. Think of that way. Not a thing, an experience.
The experience thing. Yep. A lot of us guys right now are having an experience nodding our head like, okay, that's how you stay married. That's it.
Be smart about it.
That is good, man. That is good. We are going to have some fun in the next hour, going to get in some entertainment news. And plenty more. And we'll be talking about some of the great things we got going on over here, scheduling wise, like our civic media up and down the state, grown up gift list, text to win contest. We'll be talking about that.
Awesome.
Got that keyword coming up for you at the top of the 11 a.m. hour. So be listening for Jane and Greg with that one. Mm-hmm. And plenty more coming up right here at.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.